Welcome back. In this intermediate Ableton Live lesson, we're dialing in one of the most useful, most DJ-friendly moves in drum and bass, the high-pass ramp on intros and outros. This is the kind of technique that feels simple, but when you get it right, your drops hit harder, your mix-outs feel clean, and your arrangements suddenly sound like they're built for a club system and a DJ set. We're going to do this with stock Ableton tools, and we'll focus on workflows that actually hold up in rolling DNB, jungle, and neuro-leaning stuff. First, let's get clear on the goal. A high-pass ramp is basically a filter sweep that gradually removes low end over time. In an intro, you use it to thin the section out so the drop feels heavier when the full low end returns. In an outro, you use it to clear space for the next tune so the transition is clean and mixable. Quick warning before we touch anything. In DNB, the low end is the whole game. If you just slap a filter on the master and sweep it, you can kill punch, confuse your limiter, and make the drop feel smaller instead of bigger. So step A is a decision. What exactly are you filtering? You've got two solid approaches. Approach 1 is the fast one. Filter a group. This is great when you want the whole intro or the whole outro to thin out as one unit. So in Ableton, select your intro elements. Maybe your break or drum loop, some Atmos, pads, FX, maybe a little teaser bass that's not the full sub. Then group them with Command or Control G. Name that group something obvious like Intro Bus. If you want, do the same for your outro and call it Outro Bus. Approach 2 is more controlled, and honestly it's the one that usually wins in heavier DNB. Filter by buses. Make 3 groups. Drums Bus, Bass Bus, and Music or FX Bus. Here's the logic. You can ramp the music slash FX hard, ramp the drums lightly, and often keep the bass mostly stable so the track still feels anchored. This is a huge deal if you want the pre-drop to keep that rolling momentum without the whole thing turning into a tiny, weak version of itself. Cool. Once you've chosen what you're filtering, we build the device chain. On the bus you want to sweep, add auto filter. Set it to high pass. For slope, start with 24 dB per octave. That's a really practical DNB setting. It's effective, it cleans fast, and it doesn't take forever to feel like it's working. Now resonance. Set the Q somewhere around 0.7 to 1.2. You want a little bite, a little intensity, but you do not want that whistling peak that stabs your ears and spikes your limiter the moment the cutoff moves. Optional, but strongly recommended. Add utility after the auto filter. Filters, especially with resonance or drive, can change level. Utility is your be honest device. If you hear peaks as the ramp rises, start by pulling utility down maybe 1 to 3 dB. And if you want the ramp to stay energetic even as the low end disappears, add a saturator after utility. Analog clip mode is a great start. Try 1 to 4 dB of drive, then compensate the output so you're not just making it louder and thinking it's better. The saturator is there to keep perceived density and aggression, not to trick you with volume. Now we automate it the clean way. In arrangement view, hit it to show automation mode. On your bus track, choose auto filter and then choose frequency. That's your main lane. For DNB, common intro lengths are 16 bars for DJ mixing, or 32 bars if you're doing a more story-driven intro with evolving Atmos and breaks. Let's talk practical values at 174 BPM, because numbers matter here. For an intro ramp that builds into the drop, you'll often start around 30 to 60 Hz. That's basically full range, meaning you're not messing with the weight yet. Then by the end, right before the drop, you might end up around 180 to 350 Hz. That range is usually enough to make it feel like the floor has been pulled out, without deleting the entire body of the track. Then, at the drop, you snap it back down to around 30 to 60 Hz. Or you just turn the filter device off at the drop. Either is fine. The key is, no filter hangover. If your filter is still halfway up, when the drop hits, you'll wonder why the drop feels underwhelming. For an outro ramp, you can start around 30 to 80 Hz and end somewhere like 250 to 600 Hz depending on how ghostly you want it. A classic DJ outro ends with mostly tops and Atmos, enough rhythm to ride the mix, but not enough low end to fight the incoming tune. Now here's the part that separates I automated a filter from this sounds like a DNB record. Do not draw a straight diagonal line and call it a day. Instead, shape the ramp like energy management. Slow at first, then faster in the last 4 to 8 bars. That keeps the groove intact early on, and creates excitement late. In Ableton, you can do this by adding an extra automation point near the end and making a gentle J-shaped curve. You want most of the movement to happen late, not immediately. A super practical arrangement feel is this, First 8 bars, keep it mostly full. Let the break breathe. Bars 9 to 12, start the ramp gently. This is your T-zone. Bars 13 to 16, accelerate the ramp and bring in your supporting hype layers. And in the very last beat, you can optionally do a micro gap, a tiny mute, or a quick filter jump, then boom, drop. Let's add some hype without ruining the mix. First, automate resonance, but keep it controlled. You might start around 0.7 and then in the last 2 to 4 bars push it to around 1.1, maybe 1.4, if you're careful. You're looking for intensity, not a laser beam. Second, add a noise riser. Stock and fast, create a MIDI track, load operator, and use the noise oscillator. Or use a noise sample in Simpler, either works. Put auto filter on it as well. High pass it, and automate that frequency upward too. Then add reverb. Make it fairly roomy, with decay maybe 2 to 6 seconds, and consider a high cut around 6 to 10k to keep it darker and less fizzy. Keep this layer quiet. It should support your ramp, not become the main character. Third, the freeze the space trick. Put reverb on a return track, send your Atmos or break to it, and automate the send up in the last 1 to 2 bars. That tail creates a sense of arrival, like the room opens up, and then the drop slams in. Pro tip, if that reverb muddies your drop, EQ the reverb return. High pass the reverb itself around 200 to 400 HC so the tail doesn't dump, low mid mush on your downbeat. Now let's keep you out of the common traps. Big mistake number 1. Filtering the master and wondering why the entire record loses impact. Filter groups or buses instead. Mistake 2. Too much resonance. It sounds amazing solo, and then in the mix it whistles and your limiter starts panicking. Mistake 3. A linear ramp for the whole section. It's predictable and flat. Curves feel human and intentional. Mistake 4. Ending the ramp too high, like 1 to 2k. That can remove so much body it doesn't feel tense. It just feels weak. Mistake 5. Not gain compensating. If your sweep gets louder, you're going to make bad decisions. Use utility, and if you need it, do a temporary limiter while you dial it in. And that leads into a coach move that will save you years. Do your ramp in the context of the drop level. Loop the last 8 bars of the intro and the first 8 bars of the drop. Match the pre-drop loudness so you're not fooled by quieter equals more tension. If it helps, put a temporary limiter on the intro bus and let it shave 1 to 2 dB while you adjust the sweep. Then remove it afterward. That's not for mastering, that's for decision making. Another troubleshooting tip. If your automation sounds steppy or jagged, zoom in and simplify. Sometimes people draw too many breakpoints and accidentally create little jumps. Let live interpolate smoothly with fewer points. And if your break loses punch during the ramp, try this. Don't filter the entire drum sound. Filter only the room layer, or your drum reverb return, or a parallel drum bus. Keep a dry transient layer mostly intact so the rhythm stays readable even as the body thins out. Now, for darker and heavier DNB, here are a few pro approaches. 1. Keep the sub stable. Don't high pass the true sub layer unless you intentionally want that hollow pre-drop effect. Usually you filter music and FX more than the actual sub. 2. Consider EQ 8 instead of auto filter when you want a tighter, less sweepy sound. Turn band 1 into a high pass. Set it to 24 or even 48 dB per octave and automate the frequency. It can sound more precise. 3. Filter drums less than you think. On a drum bus, ramping to 120 to 200 HC can be enough. If you push to 400, you might delete the roll. 4. As lows disappear, add a tiny bit of mid or high presence somewhere else. A gentle boost around 1.5 to 3k on an Atmos or noise layer can keep forward motion without making the mix harsh. If you want an advanced variation that feels super musical, try a two-stage ramp. Stage 1 is subtle cleanup across most of the intro, maybe up to 90 to 130 HC. Stage 2 is the real transition moment, pushing up to 220 to 400 HC only in the last 4 to 8 bars. This keeps the groove full longer, then clearly signals the change. And if you want to make this workflow fast forever, macro it like a DJ mixer. Build an auto effect rack. Map your filter frequency to one macro. Optionally map resonance to another, utility gain to another, and even a tiny high shelf boost to keep air. Then you automate one macro lane and fine-tune the vibe with the macro ranges. It's cleaner, it's repeatable, and it feels performative. Alright, mini practice exercise. This is where you lock it in. Set your project to 174 BPM. Build a simple loop, break or amen layer with clean tops, an Atmos pad, and a small bass teaser, but not full sub. Group those into an intro bus. Add auto filter set to high pass, 24 dB slope, and add utility after it. Now automate auto filter frequency from about 50 Hz up to about 250 Hz over 16 bars. Make it slow for the first 8 bars, faster for the last 8. Add one extra move, automate resonance from about 0.8 to about 1.2 in the last 4 bars. At the drop, snap the frequency back to 50 Hz or turn the filter off. Then export a quick 30-second test. Listen back and ask two questions. Does the drop feel bigger, even if the meters aren't necessarily louder? And does the intro still groove, especially in the last 4 bars? To wrap up, remember what this really is. Not just cutting lows, but controlling energy. Filter buses or groups, not the master. Use auto filter or EQ8. Shape your ramp with a slow then fast curve. Keep sub stable in heavier styles. Control resonance and gain so you're not chasing loudness illusions. If you tell me whether your intro is 16 or 32 bars, and whether you're aiming for roller, liquid, or neuro, I can give you exact cutoff targets and a transition template that matches that subgenre vibe.